All right. You know what day it is and you know what time it is. Yeah, we're 8 minutes late or so, or maybe even more than that. But so what? We're on the air. This is BBSRadio.com, and this is the Insight Hour with your host, Dr. Leonard Horowitz, who I am just going to bring into it since we are so late. I'm going to dispense, and I'm going to have Dr. Len this evening give us the invocation and the prayer for the week. Give us some insight.
Well, thanks, Reverend Roxy. I appreciate everybody joining us this evening, belatedly but perfectly, I'm sure. We're on the Creator's clock. I'm sure this is a divine appointment. And giving praise and glory to the Creator is what we usually do for starting the Insight Hour. So I'm just going to say, Heavenly Creator, we praise you for your glorious blessings. Thank you for all the wonderful things that you're constantly pouring out into our lives. The direction that you give us, we who are your righteous, your right standing, that our steps be ordered by your divine guidance. Your heavenly angels light the way, make the path easy. Bring to us all the prospering power, all the resources, human and financial, that we need to facilitate and bring to bear all of your great, glorious opportunities for us in service to you, our most high King of Kings, as well as your people, to bless people, bless humanity with your divinity so that we can bring about a transformation on this planet that's consistent with your glory, your praises, and everything that's wonderful about what you've created in our lives and on this magnificent planet. So I asked for a special blessing on Reverend Roxy Hampton tonight for the guidance and the wisdom that's enabling her to be a powerful radio personality every Sunday night. Heavenly Creator, we know that Mission Possible is a great program. We had a wonderful program last Sunday, and that I ask for a special blessing of powerful anointing so that she becomes all that she is in your glorious image, the power and the wisdom and the truth to be heralded by Reverend Roxy Hampton on her program, that it may bless everybody listening to the max, and that it equally comes back to bless my sister, Reverend Roxy. Heavenly Creator, I praise you for all of the glorious blessings, including the madman and what Reverend Roxy calls stupid, because it is only by the pain and torment that the stupid create that is going to bring about the transformation on the planet and the perception and the consciousness and the evolution and revolution in spirituality to approach your magnificent divinity. That humanity unfortunately needs pain in order to experience the pleasure. We seem not to be able to grow unless we're facing and experiencing intense pain and trauma. And that the reality is that on planet Earth today and in America, we are in pain and we are in trauma by our own choices, not by your choices, Heavenly Creator. You've given us free will, and that free will that we exercise is either in keeping with your glory, your divinity, your word, your way, your mathematics, or they're not. And we've been making, as a human race, as a civilization, not so civilized choices. We've been decimating our magnificent jewel of a planet. We've been warring with each other. We've allowed ourselves to be divided like sheeple, and our flock has been conquered by the deception and the divisions. So I praise you, Heavenly Creator, for creating the pain that now Americans are facing economically, socially, emotionally, and unfortunately, above all, spiritually. That the manner in which the spirit has been stolen from our people, Heavenly Creator, is now the source of intense suffering and pain. That, God blesses. We know that you bless America. It is time for America to bless God. Bless you, Heavenly Creator. And so that we ask for a special anointing and a prayer tonight to give you praise and glory and thanks, even for the pain, because it is out of that pain that we can be sustained in the full, in the completeness, in the full appreciation of all the powerful blessings and gifts that you're constantly pouring out, forever giving. Giving, 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 that is who you are, Creator. That there is nobody, nothing, no entity anywhere in the universe such as you. to have created a human experiment whereby every single molecule, every single atom, every single cell, every single function in biology is a reflection of your divinity, a master mathematical matrix, a musical creation from the master conductor, master composer of the universal orchestra. You're singing us into existence, and everything that's happening to us, you know better than we do what the outcome should be. That is of love and joy. To the extent that America and people, our brothers and sisters, are not in love and joy, that we recognize and thank you and, in fact, celebrate the fact that this whole experiment now has come down to the final chapter whereby humanity gets to realize either their divinity or their absence thereof, and that a transformation and a spiritual evolution and a psychosocial, emotional, and awareness revolution is taking place among your people and those who can't grasp it, who can't celebrate your divinity blessing us, then it is time for them to leave. So we celebrate, even in this crisis period, the opportunity. And we praise you for blessing us and giving us life to be able to breathe your breath at this time in history where we have such magnificent spiritual renaissance opportunity to be all that we can be as your people. So with that, Reverend Roxy, thank you. I praise the Creator in Son's name, Yeshua. I praise the Creator. It is in the Creator's name that we trust. And I praise you, Creator, for blessing us with Reverend Roxy Hampton. Roxy.
Yes, Dr. Lynn.
How's things in Hawaii?
I thank you very much for that wonderful affirmation of association that we have here. It always does my heart good to hear you say how much you appreciate me, and you know every week how much I appreciate you. But I'll tell you this, I do know one thing in all of the training that I have gotten as what I call a novice. I consider myself to be a novice when it comes to this thing called spirituality, but it has allowed me to accelerate in these latter days of the law, and I mean latter days of the law, for the former things are soon to pass away. This is the terror that befuddles the right and left of center on point. And all I know is that with my association with you, I get to, for the first time, to express my connection, my relationship, our relationship as we join together to really let people know whatever is in the heavens and the earth celebrates the praises of God. When you look around, it all of it that gives you goodness and good feelings is of God. And that which worries you, and that which torments you, and that which stalks you, even into your homes where you should, if you let them in, then they will do their work on you, and all of nature should be singing the praises of God. And that is why we're the royal bloodline of David. That's why we had the inside hour, because even David sang psalms, and he praised the Lord, which I considered to be the loaf keeper, the one that sustains me. So I really thank you for that, and all the listeners out there, understand evolution. We're not finished yet. Creation is just the first part of it. There is then the maintenance and the continuance, and that's what we're here tonight to talk about. Excuse me, but I'm going to have a coughing fit. Take over.
Oh, you know, I first of all, what it brings to mind is our mutual appreciation and acknowledgement brings to mind that we're in a time in history where we better get together with the people on the same page as we are spiritually, because there's not going to be a lot of support out there. We live Psalm 91, where 10,000 are dying at our left of cancer, and respiratory ailments and heart disease and neurological impairments from taking on the vaccinations and the mercury and the aluminum and all the other neurotoxins that we're breathing and that we're eating and that we're in consuming in even the liquids and the waters and the pollution and all of the coffees and all of the manners that the liquids that we're drinking are being literally polluted and intoxicated, that as we have all of the suffering and the pain around us, if we keep centered in the Creator's love, it is, yea, though we walk through the valley of this shadow of death, we shall fear no evil, because there's nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven. As we bring that into our own bodies, it restores and sustains and uplifts, rejuvenates our Holy Spirit flow, and that does all the healing. There's nothing else we need. There's nothing missing, nothing broken. It is the land of the maximum Oz out of which all the miracles come. And so I don't want to be living in pain and suffering. I don't want to be living in Babylonian lunacy and hypocrisy. I'd prefer to stand strong and straight, full faith and love, with joy in this kingdom of heaven manifesting here on earth. And what's necessary, absolutely necessary, for us to have that full blessing is friends. Friends and family and extended family, to literally fulfill the two most important commandments that Yeshua, our Messiah, had said, distills from the Ten Commandments. We have but one Creator. Love that Creator with all your heart, soul, and might, and love thy brother as thyself. And so it's our brothers and sisters who have that love, that spiritual awareness, that awakening, and that drive to not just perfection, but service, human service, divine human service, and that we can meet together as family and extended family and join hands and hearts and march triumphantly, taking on these challenges, taking on these opportunities, blessing people in this peace march. We are actually peacemakers marching triumphantly into the Messianic age, where we shall have shortly one world peace, not one world government. Yeah, we may have that, but it won't be run by the corporate fascists, the multinational corporate criminals. It'll be run by the Creator's laws. It will be legal and lawful according to the musical mathematical matrix of perfection that is the heavenly throne out of which everything gets created, and that is perfect. And so nature is vibing to that frequency of divinity. It's time now, and we are being uplifted. Folks, I know most of you who have been veteran Insight Hour listeners have been blessed not simply by me or Reverend Roxy. You've been blessed by that Holy Spirit. You've been blessed by our Creator. You've been directed by that Creator, and you've been doing your work. You've been doing your homework. You've been opening your heart. You've been working towards perfecting yourself in the image of the Creator, in the will and the way, including the words that are necessary to be spoken to really have the best flow from you as a divinely inspired human, in fact, superhuman, so that the synchronicities and experiences and divine destinies and the appointments, the God appointments, where you're meeting the friends and the extended family and having the resources come to you to take your next perfect step in service, that's all happening now. And so at this time, you've got either people who are on the same page, which is required for you and I to move triumphantly and powerfully in service, be optimally effective in service, and even be blessed spiritually, because if you don't have those people in your life, then it is a great deficit. It is a deficiency. You need the social support. No man is an island unto himself. We need each other because we are part of the one. We are part of the whole. It is part of the truth that we are together. And that's what Yeshua was saying when he was saying, love your brothers and sisters as yourself. It is the love for the self, the unfolding of the full measure of truth. And the truth is that, again, nothing missing in you. You're perfect. You have the capacity, the full measure of self-esteem. You're capable. You're worthy. You're blessed. You're beautiful. You have the power to change and improve yourself if that's what you really see in your heart and know truth that you need to do to take your next personal step for healthier, happier, more successful human development and spiritual development in service to the Creator and our brothers and sisters on this planet. So that is what's required, is this family, extended family, being on the same page spiritually. And that's what you get when you listen to the Insight Hour. That's when you get when you listen on Sunday night to Reverend Roxy's show, Mission Possible. That's what you get following our Insight Hour when you talk to our brother Don Nikoloff, who I urge you to stay tuned, listen to Don's program after the Insight Hour every week. Actually, he goes on 10 o'clock Pacific time every 5 days a week. So this is what you get when you tune into BBS Radio. And when you share this network with your friends and your family, you tell them, this is where the spiritual evolution of the planet is happening. You need this in order to get your infusion of this divine knowledge and awareness so that you can be inspired instead of depressed. Tune into the nightly news and you get depressed because it's a lie. It's based on a manipulation of the mind. Primetime news focuses on is what triggers your ego to go into its egoic mind instead of your heart mind. It goes into this survival mechanism. So it plays to pain, fear, loss, and real or imagined threats to your survival. That is the decaying and really demoralizing egoic mind that the Babylonian lunatics, stupid, as Reverend Roxy calls it, that's what they're playing to. So you want to trigger that, or you have the opposite choice to trigger love, trigger social support, trigger having the people in your life that support your evolution as a whole, complete, loving, capable, worthy human being, versus being in your own mind, literally enslaved by fearful thoughts, worrying this, worry that. That's because you lost faith and trust. If you begin to process your life celebrating faith, loving faith in the Creator, having a love of faith of love, faith in love, love of faith in love, if you make that your focus, then that's where you enter into the realm of the frequency vibration, the hydrosonic creation of divinity that is here right now to bless you and humanity. And what's required is simply an awareness and a choice and social support where we can feed back each other. We can look at each other as brothers and sisters. We can point out, Reverend Roxy and I have gone into feuds, folks. Every single one. I mean, you never hurt the ones around you. You know, what's the saying? You only hurt the ones you love. Well, this is the fact of the matter is, none of us see eye to eye because we each have our own unique calling, our own unique destiny, our own unique limitations, our own unique giftings, our own unique challenges to our own personalities that we need to work on and work through, so that we can come to the full measure of not only understanding ourselves, but loving ourselves. Out of self-love comes then the appreciation of loving each other and this planet. Pollution is not caused by anything but low self-esteem when you really come down to it. So people throw things out of their car and they spill toxic waste and fuels. The bottom line is they don't think too high of themselves. Because if they would be simply clearly in love and appreciation of themselves, they would never think of intoxicating themselves as well as their environment. That's stupid. So So the reality is that we need each other to be guided. It is you that gives me the feedback that I need in order to perfect myself, to be more of the divine in me. Now, we've talked a little bit this week. Reverend Roxy and I have been challenged. And even on this program and on Sunday nights on Mission Possible, Reverend Roxy has gotten some calls from people who were, you know, really not on the same page as what we're talking about. People who are steeped in deception and evil and lunacy, satanic sorcery even, pharmaceuticals. A lot of these people are on prescription meds and are out to lunch. And I'm about to read to you a email that I just got yesterday that's a great, perfect example of this and is a focus of the discussion that I began to have with Reverend Roxy Hampton this week about Zionism and about people who have been upset with me because I've been knighted and accepted and appreciated the honor of the Sovereign Orthodox Order, of Knights Hospitaller of St. John of Jerusalem, actually bestowing a honorary award of knighthood on my person for the work that I've done saving lives, exposing the pharmaceutical industrialists, the vaccine toxicity, helping families understand what the risks are before they inject their children with foreign RNA and DNA from bacteria, viruses, fungus, yeast, chicken embryo, bovine fetal serum, monkey kidney tissues, and cow pus, along with the inactive ingredients, the stabilizers and sterilizers that are neurotoxins such as mercury and aluminum, formaldehyde and formalin, things that you preserve corpses with. That's what they want to inject into our nation's youth because this is satanic sorcery, because the children are being born today blessed with this Holy Spirit flow. The whole even genetics of our own children is changing and being uplifted. It is the virtual rapture. Uplifted in the spirit. And so what do you do if you're stupid? You inject and infect and intoxicate and enslave the neurology. How do you do that? You get them vaccinated. So this is part of why, this is the reason that I was blessed with the award for not only one of the world's leading intellectuals by the World Organization for Natural Medicine Practitioners, but also the knighting by the Sovereign Orthodox Order of Knights Hospitaller. The word hospital derives from this 900-plus-year-old organization. Before there was even the Knights of Malta, before there was the Knights Templar, there were the Knights Hospitaller. They were the Christian knights that went out and actually fought in order to establish clinics to help the needy and the poor, the sick and disabled. They would set up these healthcare facilities, the earliest hospitals, and they would treat the needy, irregardless of the circumstance that they came from, no matter whose side they were on. And that tradition evolved even into and influenced World War I, the Geneva Accord, how to treat prisoners of war. You begin to understand that when you study who was responsible for the compassionate humanitarian care for prisoners of war, irregardless of whose side they were on. It was the Knights Hospitaller that influenced the actual creation of the medical language and the caring language within the Geneva Accord. So a lot of people are very upset with me, and they want to condemn me. And, you know, I'll tell you, it's a blessing in part because I can understand and begin to more fully appreciate what our Messiah went through, what, you know, the complete hypocrisy and the slanderous idiots that were casting aspersions and degrading and defaming the Messiah. I can understand and appreciate, you know, that a little bit more. So it gives me a little, not only a more humble approach to life, but it also gives me a much more appreciative role of the sacrifice that our Messiah made for us. So here's a letter that I just received, and Reverend Roxy, this goes into this Zionist issue that I'd like to, first of all, invite you to comment on what your perspective of Zionism is, and I'm going to give my perspective on it after you. Here is a letter that I got. Subject, you're a Zionist stooge. This is from John. I won't give you his email address because I'm sure you'll probably have a lot of people that would call this fellow John. It says, Dear Mr. Horowitz, He doesn't recognize me as a doctor. Dear Mr. Horowitz, I think you are a creep and a Zionist stooge. I think the Spotlight was a great newspaper and Liberty Lobby was a great patriot organization. It is only a Zionist Jew, stooge like you, who would smear them because you think more about that rotten scum in scumbag fascist Israel than you do for America. I hate Israel. And as Michael Collins Piper shows, Israel had a big hand in assassinating our President Kennedy. You Jews just have to have your damn noses in everything. Well, get lost. If you love Israel so much, why don't you get your lousy, rotten Jews and go there? And get the hell out of here. Like a lot of backboneless goy, I won't back down to you Jew scum here anymore. Because you don't scare me. Get the hell out of our Western world. We don't need you here. We would be better off without you. You are the wrecking of Western Christian world. So get out. Now, that's an interesting email. First of all, I have been published and had my great friend, Rick Martin, was the editor-publisher of the first of these two publications that this alleged Christian, I love those who call themselves Christians who are not, this is one of those, and the Spotlight was one publication that I had a lot of wonderful feature articles published in because of the great blessing of my good friend Rick Martin, who ran the paper. So I don't know anywhere in that newspaper, I've read all of it, every single thing I've ever written and wrote, I reread after it was published in there. There's nothing in that paper that would prompt this lunacy of this man. Secondly, he's talking about the publication wherein Michael Collins Piper comments frequently as I hesitate using the word anti-Semitic, because that whole thing, if you understand the stupidity of that, Semitism stems from Shem, the name Shem, which predates the Jews. It predates Judah, the tribe of Judah. Shem and Ham were brothers back at the time before we actually had the Israelite nation after Abraham, and so the true word for Jewish and Judah, stemming from Judah, is far after Shem. So the word anti-Semitic as a defamation, as a label, which is being used by Stupid and B'nai B'rith, Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, which is really part, in my opinion, and Reverend Roxy's going to give you some more information on this, British and Israeli Mossad is all controlled by British Secret Service. The B'nai B'rith, likewise, it all comes out of the top from Britain and Germany, the international globalists, the banksters. That's just the reality. Whether or not you believe it, it doesn't matter to me. If you have a problem with it, it's your problem, it's not mine. It just is a point of fact. The Michael Collins Piper material that this fellow is all upset about, I've never written or said anything against Michael Collins Piper. In fact, I haven't said really anything that I can even recall about the newspapers and publications in which Michael Collins Piper writes. So I don't understand what this man is actually saying. It has nothing that I can relate to in my history. And in terms of this whole concept that the Jews are responsible for all of this wrecking of the Western world, the reality is, beware of those who call themselves Jews who are not. If this man were truly Christian and had the desire to study the Bible, the New Testament, to read the words of the Messiah in it, he would see that the Messiah warns against this type of stupidity by saying, beware of those who call themselves Jews who are not. He lived at the time in a Christian, in a Jewish world. He was a rabbi, a scholar, recognized as such, and recognized also by many as the king of the Jews. By those in power, he was recognized in fear as being the king of the Jews, which was part of the reason that they had to crucify him, because it challenged the status quo. It challenged the hypocrisy. It challenged stupidity rather than honoring divinity. So the bottom line was that this concept that the Jews are wreaking havoc with the world, as seen by this alleged Christian, is a view that is ridiculous. Are Jews, or those, let's say, those who have blood lineage to Jewish people, involved in stupid, that is, involved as the global industrialists, the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel that is conducting genocide under the guise of national security and public health? You bet there are Jews. Are there Arabs? Are there Muslims? Are there Christians? Are there blacks? Are there whites? Are there Chinese? Are there Russians? You bet there are. Again, stupid is composed of all sorts of those who call themselves whatever who are not. So that this is the reality. The reality is stupid wrote this email. Stupid doesn't, the stupid who wrote this email doesn't like the stupid that's running the show. And so what does the stupid do? Stupid attacks, destroys, divides the sheeple. That's how the flock is conquered. Compare this whole analysis, this letter, the energy of it, to compare it to what I was talking about earlier. Reaching out in truth, in alliance, in unity, in oneness with our brothers and sisters who care and share this divinity to bless humanity, the full measure of understanding of how magnificent our Creator is and working within each of us. For those who have ears to hear and eyes to see the truth of the miraculous manifestation of divinity blessing humanity right now, compared to stupid, you begin to realize it's really pretty simple. It's getting easier to distinguish black from white, from right from wrong, good from evil. It's getting clearer to know who your brothers and sisters are. In fact, you can pick up on it almost immediately with a smile of the lips, the labia ratum, the lips, the creative instruments. Creator creates through the spoken word, gave you and I lips to co-create through language and music, voice, singing, toning, chanting, praising our Creator. Using his mathematics, go to livehh2o.org, www.livehh2o, that's water. This is the concert for the living waters, www.livehh2o.org. Go there and learn what's coming up for this planet, how we're going to baptize the world, bless everybody with the powerful Holy Spirit flow through all of the waters, the living waters. Is part of the triune God, water is. Stupid pollutes water. Stupid wastes water. Stupid doesn't appreciate how miraculously and blessing and detoxifying water is. The universal solvent, solving all the problems. Salve the pollute. That's the sixth note of the original musical scale. I'm sorry, the fifth. Ut re mi fa sol, solve pollute Latin, solve the pollution. That's what the role that water's playing in the concert for the 144,000. Revelation 14, 1 through 6. Read it. A new song shall be sung by 144,000 humble servants of the Creator that are not stupid. They've been ransomed. They did their homework. Many of them are listening tonight on the Inside Hour. You've done your homework. The Bible says because of that, because you're true, because your hearts are pure, because your hearts are connected to this heavenly throne in service.
Oh, boy. I love that sound.
We've got a caller. We've got a caller. Who's on the line? Welcome to the Inside Hour.
Okay.
Well, it sounded like we had a caller.
I thought we had a
Hello.
Yes. You're on the air with Dr. Len Horowitz and Reverend Roxy Hampton on the Inside Hour. Can I help you?
Yeah, I'm just listening to the show while I'm trying to talk to you, so it's a little challenging. I have a couple questions. One of them, I need to shut this off so I can hear.
Please do that. Give us your question loud and clear.
Find it. Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
I can hear you. Okay. I just have a couple questions about having to do with the... Recently, I was listening to Coast Radio and heard a gentleman named Gary Ridenour talking about his book, Pandemic. And he seems to be quite alarmed about the bird flu issue. And I had also read Dr. Mercola's book on the bird flu hoax. And they both have quite different opinions. I was curious what your take is on this whole scenario.
Give it to him. You have about 10 minutes there, Dr. Len, to... before the show is over.
All right. Dr. Mercola is right on. He's our brother. Dr. Mercola is right on. This other stooge that went on the air on Coast to Coast, notice Coast to Coast hasn't had me on for probably about a year and a half. They refuse to have me back on. Something's gone. I think the station was sold out. So the reality is at this point that the fellow who is basically creating the fear, the fright, the avian flu is going to come get you, is part of a propaganda mechanism. The reality is that what the avian flu represents is what's called non-lethal warfare. That is a misnomer. It's actually lethal, but it doesn't kill immediately like a gun or a bullet. It kills slowly over time. You get intoxicated. You get weakened. Your immune system and immune defenses get weakened by all of the garbage that the intoxicating pollutants that we're imbibing, food, water, air, the things that they're polluting us with. And ultimately that it weakens our immune systems, leave us more susceptible to opportunistic infections that they've been creating in the labs. So avian flu, this bird flu, is a laboratory creation. And they've used it in the past. I wrote about that in the book. If you read the book, Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, you'll see how Tyson Foods, vying for a global monopoly over the poultry industry, created the first avian flu outbreak to slaughter all of their competition's chickens in China and Asia. So this is a laboratory creation and a laboratory-generated fright to move in a whole industry, vaccines included. They push the fear in order to have the legislative reactions in the Congress. They vote for money. They vote for allegedly preparedness, and what they're really doing is driving an industry, making billions of dollars for the inside frauds who are promoting their marketing and marketing their products through the use of fear. That is standard practice. Propaganda is, by the way, this type of propaganda is the number one type of propaganda used in this revolution in military affairs, which is the general umbrella and context within which this non-lethal warfare game is being evolved. In other words, you promote frauds through the mainstream media, through propaganda, you get people to buy your products, and those products are deadly. Vaccinations is one of them. And so what you do is when you get vaccinated, what in essence happens is your immune system gets so whacked out that the slightest bug that's going to come by even if it's a laboratory creation that they've created, is going to whack you out, get you intoxicated, get you sick, get you on the medications that have their side effects, and you have a snowballing effect towards an early grave. It's a scam. And anybody that gives it lip service, rather than telling the truth about it, is simply a propagandist or making money off of this whole scam. So that's it in a nutshell. And our brother, Dr. Mercola, has always been right on. Everything that I've read that he's produced over the last 5 or 6 years since I've been following his work has been awesome.
Yeah, I think he's doing great work. And this other guy was spreading a lot of fear, that's for sure. I have one other related question, and that is that when traveling to certain countries, we're required to have certain vaccinations, or we can't even go to that country or enter another country coming from another country if we haven't had that vaccine. For example, a yellow fever vaccine, if you want to go to Ecuador and then go to Brazil, you can't unless you... So I'm just curious about, you know, international travel and what you can do if they're requiring these vaccines.
Yeah, you take a Bible with you. And you demand a religious spiritual exemption in every country. And having traveled myself in Africa, you know, I can tell you that they will pull you aside. They will ask you. But you pull out the Bible, you show them it's against your word, your law. And the worst thing that happens is that they'll ask you for maybe a $10 bill. In the old days when $10 bills were worth something, now you might have to give them a 20 to simply just say, thanks, no, I need to keep my Holy Spirit-filled temple pure, not intoxicated or polluted with this pharmaceutical sorcery, this garbage. So that's the way you do it. And by the way, this whole concept, most states you have a spiritual religious exemption waiver that's available to you that you have to simply demand assertively by from the school administrators as well as the nurses or physicians in the hospitals. You have to demand it. And if they don't give it to you, you say to them they're negligent. According to the most states' laws, you have to provide a spiritual religious exemption for vaccine intoxication. That's what it should be called. It's not vaccination, and it's not certainly not immunization. It is vaccine intoxication and hypersensitization that they're creating by the injection of all these foreign RNAs, DNAs, proteins from bacteria, viruses, as I mentioned before. So this is part of the depopulation agenda. Folks, you've got to get this. The people that are running the world today don't want two-thirds of us here anymore. They want us gone. The best way to get rid of us is most profitably, slowly, now, through weakened immune systems and exposures to infectious agents that they've generated in labs, they intoxicate us and send us to who? The medical deities and the hospitals that are the modern-day concentration camps. And so now there we go. Our medicine cabinets are full with their elixirs. Popping magic pills to cure every ill is the American medical culture in which we have grown up. It is a gross scam. And the sooner you get it, the sooner you get out of it, the sooner you pull yourself, come out of her, my people, lest you be infected by her plagues. That's what our Messiah said. How true is that today? The safer you're going to be. Pull out of her. Get out of her. Shut the damn television off. All right, my brother?
Okay, thank you very much. Keep beaming your light.
Thanks a lot. You're a blessing.
Thank you.
Folks, let me give you a couple of co-sponsors of the Insight Hour to support. We need your support. We greatly appreciate your support. Our whole ministry operates because of your support, because of the books, tapes, DVDs, CDs, healthcare products that we are blessed to provide because they're so great. And I say that humbly. Everything that we produce by the grace and glory and direction of our glorious Creator. So please go to healthyworldstore.com, healthyworldstore.com, and buy something. Go through there, check what it is that you need for yourself or your loved ones, and buy it. You can buy it online. The catalog is healthyworldstore.com. You can check out all sorts of wonderful things that we're doing also. I want to especially tell you in May, third Saturday in May, is the Love Code Musical Healing Celebration in Portland, Oregon. If you're within 300 miles, and as a matter of fact, there's only going to be 200 to 250 people that we can hold for this incredible event. At the same time, it's going to be all day Saturday with a lunch included. It's $98. Listen to this. You get not only the whole program, but you get lunch and you get a buffet dinner. It's going to be a dinner banquet in honor of Jeff Rentz. He's going to get the American Unsung Hero Award from my person, myself. Be a great honor for me to bless and honor our brother Jeff Rentz. If you go to jeffrentz.com or Rentz, www.rentz.com, you'll see the great work Jeff has been doing for years. So that's going to be in Portland, and you can go to lovecodeseminar.com. Love code, that's C-O-D-E, seminar.com, and register as soon as you can. Again, there's only going to be about 200 tickets, so get there first. Get as many as you can for your family and be in Portland third Saturday. And then Saturday night, Scott Huckabee is playing a concert for us. It'll be a dance concert, Live Love in 528. That's one of his new albums. And he's taking the 528 love frequency, and we'll be dancing in love on that Saturday night. So don't miss that. That's a great, great program.
Well, we're out of time.
Sad to say it. Love you, Reverend Roxy.
I love you too, Len, and I love everybody out there that's listening. Have a great week, and don't forget to listen to Mission Possible Sunday night.
Excellent. Bye for now.
Bye.